Patience an Essential Virtue, Elder Franklin D. Richards, Franklin D. Richards, Conference Report, April 1968, pages 13-15, President McKay, my dear brothers and sisters, President McKay, we love you, we have been blessed and inspired this morning as we have received the great messages from you and President Smith, and now, my brothers and sisters, I pray that the Lord will bless me with His Spirit as I speak to you this morning. As the foundations of the church were being laid in this dispensation, many wonderful revelations were given for the guidance of those engaged in the great work. Although some revelations were given to particular persons, we know that they were generally for the edification and direction of all who would heed them, whether at that time or at a later date. Qualities necessary for success. One of the great revelations was given in February 1829 through the prophet Joseph Smith to his father, and is recorded in Section 4 of the Doctrine and Covenants. The revelation commences with the declaration that a marvelous work is about to come forth among the children of men. Qualities necessary for success in his service are then given and include faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience. In today's world of uncertainty, pressures, strains, and tribulations, patience is a very essential virtue. The dictionary definition of patience is to be undisturbed by obstacles, delays, or failures, to be able to bear strain and stress, to be persevering, and the ability to exercise forbearance under provocation. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Roman saints, said, "We glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience, experience, and experience, hope." Experiences develop patience, and so our trials and tribulations, as we meet them with patience, give us valuable experiences and prepare us for challenges that lie ahead. Likewise, it is possible to glory in health, prosperity, and happiness, as well as in tribulations. All of life's experiences provide us with opportunities to develop patience. In periods of health, prosperity, and well-being, we are inclined to overlook the importance of patience and are apt to become impatient. It is well to remember, however, that there are many hazards connected with impatience. One of the greatest is that of overextending oneself physically, mentally, financially, or in many ways. In 1828, the Lord, in a revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith, said, "Do not run faster or labor more than you have strength." By exercising patience, we will not be inclined to run faster or labor more than our strength justifies. In this regard, an adage that has been particularly helpful and inspirational to me is, "Survey large fields, but cultivate small ones." Often we want to cultivate large fields before we are properly prepared and equipped to do so. Concentrating on an immediate task while envisioning and planning for extensive growth requires genuine patience, and patience is very essential to sound growth and development. A stabilizing influence. Some might construe patience to be a negative force, resulting in resignation and discouragement. However, patience is a great stabilizing influence in our lives. While impatience frequently brings fear, tensions, discouragement, and failure, in a revelation given through the prophet Joseph Smith to his brother Hiram in May 1829, the Lord counseled Hiram in regard to his assignment, saying, "Be patient until you shall accomplish it." Here patience is identified as a positive force and as a requisite to accomplishment. It is important to realize that patience can be a tremendous positive force when combined with prayer, faith, and works. In this light, let us further consider the great value of patience and how it can be developed. Ways to develop patience. One way to develop patience and to make it a positive force is to carefully plan our activities and set realistic objectives and goals. Sound planning requires meditation, patience, and prayer. President McKay has frequently referred to the great benefits to be derived from meditation. Frequently, patience is developed when coupled with repentance, a changing of one's attitude, a controlling of one's temper, or some other corrective action. But patience combined with prayer, repentance, faith, and works will overcome obstacles of every nature. Patience means persevering, and persevering means work, mental and physical. President Grant used to quote Ralph Waldo Emerson, "That which we persist in doing becomes easy to do." Not that the nature of the thing has changed, but that our power to do it has increased. It is not unusual for one to develop the idea that the grass on the other side of the fence is greener, but in every aspect of life we should realize that a rolling stone gathers no moss. Assuming that moss in this axiom means the better things of life, then patience or staying on the job or magnifying one's calling will bring these better things to us. Then to develop patience, don't expect too much too soon. Make the most of what you have. Need for patient preparation. Exercise patience in the matter of buying a new home. a new car, furniture, or other important things. Get out of debt and stay out of debt. Here patience will reward you with peace of mind, happiness, and success. A young person should plan and patiently prepare for a mission years ahead of the time he leaves, providing he wants to perform an outstanding mission. The planning and obtaining of one's education is especially important in this day and age. And, of course, planning and preparing for one's vocation become a significant part of planning and obtaining one's education. Faith and patience are vital to accomplish these desired objectives. Hasty courtships tend to create unhappy marriages and often result in divorce. Be patient in the selection of a husband or wife. Be patient and take sufficient time to prepare for a temple marriage. Here is one place where your patience will be rewarded with eternal blessings. Patience in family life. Our need for continual patience is greatest with our loved ones, our family. Here is where we may be the most impatient, but here is where patience pays the greatest dividends. Nothing is sweeter than to watch a loving parent patiently teach his child the right way. A father stood by his small son in a swimming pool. The boy wanted so much to learn to swim. The father patiently showed him how. Day after day they returned to the pool, the father always evidencing patience and appreciation for the boy's efforts. This same method is used by truly successful parents in teaching their children the lessons of life: social, moral, intellectual, and spiritual, as well as physical. Telling, showing, over and over, until the lesson is learned, always with patience, love, and appreciation of every evidence of progress, no matter how small. Patience in church work. Patience and perseverance in church work also pay tremendous dividends, as in all other areas of life's activities. As early as 1831, the Lord, in a revelation given to the prophet Joseph Smith, counseled the elders of the church to be not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceedeth that which is great. How important this counsel is to us today. Be not weary in well-doing. Be patient in your home teaching and other teaching assignments, in your home evenings, and in all relationships with one another. I recall that in our stake mission, our missionaries called on one non-member family at least once every 3 months, covering a period of 2.5 years, but were never invited into the home. Then on the next visit they were invited in. This family was then taught the gospel. As they studied, prayed, and attended church, they received testimonies and were baptized. The reward of patiently persevering in this case was the bringing of an entire family into the kingdom of God, a mighty virtue. As one reviews the various areas of life's activities and appreciates the many human inadequacies, the great value of patience becomes more and more evident. Sometimes we are misunderstood, even by those who are closest to us. Under such circumstances, patience will develop within us the capacity to accept criticism and censure, whether we feel such criticism is warranted or not. This ability to exercise forbearance under provocation means that we are following the Savior's teachings, to do good to those who despitefully use us and to turn the other cheek. Patience is truly a mighty virtue, and can be developed as we recognize its importance and make up our minds to be patient in our own life as well as with others. I encourage you to develop patience in your daily lives and enjoy the satisfaction of accomplishment, free from many of the customary pressures and strains incident to modern living. Gospel incorporates patience. I am grateful for my knowledge of the gospel and that the gospel incorporates the remarkable principle of patience. I am most thankful for the patience my Father in heaven has evidenced with me in my life. I am grateful for my testimony that God lives and that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Redeemer. I thank God for the prophet Joseph Smith and for our present president and prophet, David O. McKay, both of whom have exemplified in their lives this great quality of patience. And may I close with the words of the Apostle Paul to the Hebrew saints. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.